dominion unto sovereign God, Lord and King. You're our ruler, governing. Spirit, breathe into me. Dominion given unto me. You are God Almighty, Lord of glory, sovereign King you are. You are also holy, Lord, you're worthy, sovereign King you are. You are ruler, healer, lover, revealer, ruler, healer, lover, revealer, ruler, healer, lover, revealer, ruler, healer, lover, revealer. Sovereign God, Lord and King, you're our ruler, governing. Spirit, breathe into me, dominion given unto me. Sovereign God, Lord and King, you're our ruler, governing. Spirit, breathe into me, dominion given unto me. And we bow our hearts and we bow our lives and we bow to the one who's eternal in majesty. And we bow our hearts and we bow our lives and we bow to the one who's eternal in majesty. And we bow our hearts and we bow our lives and we bow to the one who's eternal in majesty. And we bow our hearts and we bow our lives and we bow to the one who's eternal in majesty. Sovereign God, Lord and King, you're our ruler, governing. Spirit, breathe into me, dominion given unto me. Sovereign God, Lord and King, you're our ruler, governing. Spirit, breathe into me, dominion given unto me. Ruler, healer, lover, revealer. 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 Sovereign God, Lord and King, you're our ruler, governing. Spirit, breathe into me. Dominion given unto me. Sovereign God, Lord and King, you're our ruler, governing. Spirit, breathe into me. Dominion given unto me. You are God Almighty, Lord of glory, Sovereign King you are. You are oh so holy, Lord, you're worthy, Sovereign King you are. You are God Almighty, Lord of glory, Sovereign King you are. You are oh so holy, Lord, you're worthy, Sovereign King you are. You are ruler, healer, lover, revealer. Ruler, healer, lover, revealer. Ruler, healer, lover, revealer. Ruler, healer, lover, we worship you. 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 We worship you.
At this moment, I'm going to turn it over to the greeter. Greeter, are you there?
I will tell you this day, we love you, Father. We love you this day, Father, on this Wednesday. Father God, thank you so much. We come to you humbly before you, our hearts open, Father, to receive the word that will come forth, our minds open, that will just enrich and enhance and empower us this day, Father. We thank you, Father, for yet another chance to say, yes, I will receive you, Father. Thank you for each and every one of us that are on the call. We thank you for co-founders, Drs. PK Roberts, and Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you for ears to hear, hearts to embrace, and we thank you, Father, for the warrior that you've sent forth that will impart the word. We ask you to just download in her, Father, as she downloads in us, and we will go out and be ministers in the marketplace on this day, Father, this Wednesday. We love you, Father, each and every one of us. And my name is Bonita, and Bonita Kate. And thank you for allowing me to be your greeter. There will be information imparted that I would love to have others of you come and be a part of our family. This is our telecommunication sanctuary, and I'm now going to surrender the call over to our host.
Okay, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Good morning. Good morning. This is a joyful morning. Minister Bonita, thank you for greeting us this morning and starting us off with that powerful prayer. Also, I want to thank you, Minister Kalen, for your ushering us in this morning, that you so live out for God this morning. You're almighty Lord God. We worship you this morning. We worship you on the Most High. My name is Cynthia Cox. I reside here in the Bronx, New York. I just love to share this morning a little bit about our call this morning, and it's a blessing. October 2010, matter of fact, our anniversary is coming up next month. The two amazing co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patt and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, supported us on this journey that we will never forget. Hallelujah. Yes, we stand on a scripture this morning, Psalms 88:13. But you have cried out, O Lord, in the morning, my prayer comes before you. Our mission statement is to enhance, to enrich, to empower believers as they begin their day. Amen. We have a website that you can join, and anytime things are going in your life, you can listen to this 24/7. The website is www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. All the messages have been archived on this site, as well as our bios of all of our speakers. The theme for this year is 2020, with supernatural eyes of faith in us, through us, and evidence of great work must be released and seen. Amen. If you've been fed by the Lord to be a part of this blessed minister as a greeter, as Minister Bonita, as a host, as yours truly, or share word from the Lord, you can may even have a prayer request, a praise report. Please submit all of your information to the info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net. And when our co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, or our prayer journal, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. But on Friday, on the second half of our call, we have a treat. Friday, you can stay on and submit your prayer request and your praise report live. So we are so grateful for that. All right, this coming, we have a phenomenal company, Artist International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family 30 years ago. Hallelujah. We are now called Artists of Life, with great products to help the world become healthy. And I always like to say wealthy. And you also can share with anyone you come in contact with. The new morning motivation call, held Monday through Friday. After this call, a team of great leaders giving vital information on the benefits of the Wonderful Lives Life products. That number is 712-770-4005, 712-770-4005. The PIN code is 294617 pound, 294617 pound. So we also have, if you have your services, T-Mobile, Metro PCS, a Boost Mobile, we have a bypass number. It's free that you call this number first, and you dial that number. It's 716-293-9707. 716-293-9707, and follow the prompts, and you will not be charged. So today is Wednesday, and it's a Wear Wednesday. We have our power cover this morning. Going to have the topic is dysfunctional, and I'm going to be we're going to be sharing it with you, so you will tune in after this call. So when you know, I just want to share with you. I want to have a lot of time to. We have our speaker this morning that needs no introduction. She is one of the Prophet Kai. She's the person that, you know, she doesn't need an introduction, but, you know, I just want to give a few things about her that, you know, we are just so grateful for her. She's been doing the P's, and it's been really, really just enlightening for us to hear, because we have to have patience to move forward in this time in our lives. So we are so grateful for her. And let me just give you a snapshot of Ms. Prophet Kai. Born in New York City, currently reside in San Antonio, Texas. She received her BS in Electronic Engineering in 1996. She was called to the ministry in 2000 as a late minister. God led her to a seminary where she received her Master of Art in Pastoral Counseling and a Master of Divinity in Pastoral Ministry. She is currently, her scripture she stands on is Jeremiah 29:11, what plans God had for her life. She has a son, Caleb, who is loving and adoring. He's definitely a gentleman that he's part of the family, as I say. He's one of our sons. She's a publisher of a first-time book, When God Birthed the Ministry. She was also my prayer partner. She's also an artist distributor. Without further ado, let me introduce you to some, present to others, none other than my friend and Prophet Kai. Are you out there, Prophet Kai?
Well, there's been a little change. Good morning, the Honorable Minister Cynthia.
Oh,
I love to tease her about her different numbers, her bat phone number. I've been texting her, but since she's on the bat phone, I couldn't let her know that there's been a switch. Good morning, everyone. This is Pastor Vanessa.
Oh, you want me to do?
No, don't worry about it, sweetheart. Thank you so much. You did so lovely.
I love you.
For Minister Kai, and I'm sure she would love to hear it, but I'm going to go on and do it this morning. So appreciate you. Good morning, good morning, good morning, Master's Call family. Warmest Kingdom greetings to each and every one of you. We want to thank our dear psalmist, Caitlin. Such a sweet anointing that she ushers in, and we're so blessed that this young person, I think she's still 19, she may have just turned 20, but one of our youngest people who always leads worship on Wednesdays and does such a phenomenal job. Thank you, dear heart, for just truly placing us in the very presence of our Lord on high. A big thanks to our dear minister, Benita, there in New Jersey, for greeting and seating all of our family members as they came on the line. So love and appreciate you, and a great time of introduction. And then to the Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox of the Bronx, we thank you for hosting our call today. There's always something on the horizon here at the Master's Call, and we just welcome so many of you, our Artist Life family. I love when I scroll up and down the board and I see new names and new numbers. So for our first time guest, it is an honor to have you with us today. I am in the midst of a series that I started a while back, and it is entitled Practicing God's Presence Through Prayer and Praise. Practicing God's Presence Through Prayer and Praise. And we have each week been covering different examples of things to believe for when we're perfecting through practice, ushering ourselves in to the very throne room of God. We're not hanging out in the outer court. We're not satisfied in the inner court, but we want to go right into the Holy of Holies where absolutely no flesh is glorified in his presence. I started off talking about with principle one, I will voice God's planet desires in my heart. I will voice God's planted desires in my heart in prayer. It means I understand the importance of petitioning God. He put a desire in my heart, and we're going to attend to the word. Secondly, you talked about the power of God working in my life. We used the story of Joseph that talked about that it's a journey, it's a process, and through each stage of the journey, we have to learn to let God perfect in us, Psalms 138, that eighth verse, the things that concerneth him. Then we went to the third principle we talked about. I will make knowing God in me, with me, as my highest priority in my life, not just on Sundays, not just on Wednesdays, but every day we're letting God be God in our life. And in the midst of this pandemic, it has become so, so, so important. Can I say another so important? That we understand the importance of making sure that we keep God up front, most important in everything we do. And too many times we don't keep God the main thing, only in crisis. Well, we've been in a crisis since March. We've been in a crisis that many of us have never experienced, hard times, times where there's total instability. And we are learning the importance of keeping him in his life. And I'm going to encourage you, even with those first four that we went over, to make sure that you go back and listen to in depth as I covered and talked about each one of those. My little system is acting a little funny here this morning, but we're going to keep it moving. Then we went on to our fifth, sixth, and seventh principle, talking about having strength, that God is our strength. And we talked about last time we were together about holding on to your peace, that the peace of God is so, so important, because many of us, we can't hear God clearly. Why? Because we're not holding on to his peace. Ah, oh, there's my system back up. The fourth principle exactly was, I will believe in God for increase. And we talked about the Jabez prayer and how important it is to always know that God wants to increase our borders. God wants us to have the best, live the best, be the best. And then fifthly, we did lean on him having us have strength. But I want to get to this eighth principle. Let me just go on and get to the eighth principle we're on today, because that is so important, because I am ministering to people every day who, after they say they're trusting in God, and I ask them about holding on to their peace, I ask them, do they trust God? Simple question. Do you trust God? Trust is so important, and I'm going to go through briefly this morning why we are learning, for a lot of us as believers, what true trusting in God means, what it really means to walk by faith and not by sight. And if you don't have the peace that we talked about last week, it's hard to hear clearly what God is saying. Principle number eight, I will not worry. I will trust that God is in control. I will not worry. I will trust that God is in control. Our text made scripture is 1 Peter 5, that seventh verse in the book of Peter, the first book, the fifth chapter, the seventh verse, very familiar to all of us. Cast all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. Cast all, that didn't leave out anything, all your anxieties your worry on him. God, he can handle it. He can go. He never sleeps or slumbers. So you go to go to bed and go to sleep because he cares for you. See, I say this, and people don't like when we say it, but it's the word. Worrying is a sin. The word in Philippians 4, that 6th verse says, be anxious for nothing. Be anxious for no thing. In other words, do not get emotionally out of position with being anxious with fear, doubt, and unbelief. Because worrying implies that we do not trust God. Yes, Dr. Worrying implies, that's the fruit. And we should be fruit inspectors of our own lives first. And when we inspect our fruit, and if we're worrying, and if we're rehearsing what could go wrong, if our conversation is full of negativity about all the bad things that have happened, could happen, will happen, and what the devil did, that is not an example of trust. And we have to ask God to help us, show us, keep us postured in that place, in that position where we're trusting in God. Didn't say it was easy, just said it was necessary. And the enemy works hard to have us in that place of emotional stress, ulcers, just rehearsing the negative. Choose to pray the word. When you pray the word, you change the atmosphere. When you praise the Lord, you drive out the spirit of heaviness. That old prophet Isaiah told us, put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. That's why we're talking about ushering in God's presence through prayer and praise. And it starts with trusting. Trust means confident expectation. Trust means I know that I know that I know that I know. God is my keeper. God is my right hand. God is my battle axe. Oh, but see, so many of us, when we say we trust, do we really? Let's talk about trust. Trust starts with telling the truth first to yourself and then to others. When you trust God, you tell him how you're really feeling and allow his peace to consume you. Allow him to give you his mind. Lay hands on your own forehead. When I hear people say, well, I just can't help it. Uh-oh. Wrong answer. Because what you said is I'm going to let my flesh have way and I'm not going to be spiritually led, which is to let the downloading of God's anointing drive out the anxiety and the worry. Yes, we are in the midst of a pandemic. There's over 185,000 people gone. And we're not going to talk about the politics of what happened, but that will make you sit up straight. But we got to choose to trust God and choose to activate the atmosphere with his word of Psalms 91, you know, plague shall come nigh my dwelling. And we have to choose to operate in wisdom and do the things we're being told to do with wearing our masks and social distancing and all those other things. And then trust God that he loves us more than we do. And if we tell the truth about it, we'll be honest about our inconsistencies that allow some of us not to have the trust. But when we live in the truth of God's word and we let his word shine big inside of us, it'll drive out fear. It'll drive out the anxieties. And that R in trust is we've got to stay in right relationship with God. And that's the Jehovah Tiskanu. We've got to read the word daily to stay in right relationship. See, someone's life, someone's family's member's life is going to be saved and brought out of celebrating evil because you and I were going to tell them the truth that God is real and we're going to live the truth and be that living example and we're going to work those faith muscles so that people will see through our prayer life and our praising God, we know that we're plugged into the right source. Many of us have not been on the right side of truth, of the right side of God's word. And when God tells us and instructs us that this is good in my sight, then it's not up for debate or discussion. It's not a, well, I feel. Your feelings and my feelings, they're really kind of irrelevant. Either we're going to obey God's word or we're not. And in America, ooh, that hits our flesh hard. What do you mean you're going to tell me what to do? If you say you're a believer, let's decide some things. The Bible is going to tell you what to do. That's your basic instructions before leading up. And too many times we don't trust in the word that, well, that happened to them back then, but y'all don't know what I'm going through now. Well, I see in my word in Hebrews 13:8, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So stop rehearsing that line. Tell your flesh to hush, and I'm going to choose to trust. Oh, that was good. We got to tell our flesh to hush, and we're going to choose to trust. That you and trust is we have to have unity in Christ, and he'll show us how great our God is, and he'll show us when there's deception in our hearts. And I've always taught my prophets in training, because I learned this so well years ago from my senior prophet. And it's just for all believers. When you don't have peace about something, and it may look right, feel right, but something isn't right, that's the Holy Spirit warning you, trying to shift you, position you, to get you out of a situation. Learn to slow down and get in the face of God. Learn to say the word of James 1:5. God, you told us in your word, if I lack wisdom, I could ask it of you, and you would give it to me liberally. I know that there's something that is not right in this situation. I feel an uneasiness in my spirit. I don't have that shalom peace. Speak to my heart, and he will. But too many of us are emotionally led, instead of staying in unity with Christ and being spiritually led. All that T-R-U-S is you got to choose to see and stay saved and sanctified during the process. See, for us as believers, we really do walk by faith and not by just visual sight of 20/20. We have to walk by the sight that God said in his word, and I choose to live a sanctified Jehovah Makedesh, the purifying, the consuming fire of God. God, I want to be saved. I want to be settled in your word. I want to be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in your truth. And for many of us in this pandemic season, being steadfast is a challenge that goes back to choosing not to worry, choosing to trust in God. This principle 8, I will not worry. I will trust that God is in control. This pandemic did not catch God off guard. I promise you, he knew all about it. So when we don't see, then we have to trust God and totally lean and depend on him. I always use the analogy of a car dark at night, and the headlights only show you 3 feet ahead. Yeah, sometimes you see light way up the road, but the light that you're driving through is only 3 feet ahead. It's not 6 feet. It's not 8, 12, or 16 feet. It's 3 feet ahead, and you're trusting the headlights of that car to alert you and guide you. Well, trust the light of God's word. Trust the anointing that the word destroys the yoke, that you can see that by faith. And stay steadfast and immovable in that last G, which takes us back to the beginning. You've got to trust in God's word and his promises, and that in his love, all Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 as I close, it says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not on your own understanding. We're not going to ever understand what this March through September has really all been about. But in all of our ways, acknowledge him. Daddy God, I trust you. I'm leaning on you. And then he will direct your paths. Or NIV says he will make your path straight. Trust, confident, expectation. Trust is faith. Trust God when you pray for him to show you how to pray the right things, the righteous things, what the word says about. Praise him. like it's already done, like Jehoshaphat with the worshipers. You're sending out the ambushes in praise, and that always ushers in his presence. And when God's presence is there, no darkness, no defeat, oh, no disaster can ever hang around, because he's our victorious God. Oh, our eighth principle again, I will not worry. I will trust that God is in control. All we're learning of practicing, in other words, perfecting God's presence through prayer and praise. Back to you, the Honorable Minister Cynthia.
Good. Thank you so much. That was profound words, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Lord, I am so grateful to have been led by the Spirit. It's so important. Who knows what I went through. So God is good, and we are practicing presence of the Lord this morning. We're so thankful this morning for you and all that you have done this morning. I can't say, but thank you this morning. So let us go pray or our prayer request. Before that, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, we will bring you back so you can close us out in a benediction. So we thank you for that profound word this morning. We certainly love and adore you. We see every time one thing about this, one thing will work the other, but God is good. Let us pray. Dear God, we come before you this morning and say thank you. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Hallelujah. We know that you are there and you are for us. We can't do nothing this morning. So we can't. We believe in the opportunity that you have given us. And, Lord, we love you. We adore you. We thank you this morning for that profound word for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon this morning. Speak truth to power. Being spiritually led. When God's in presence, we just got to understand. I know that God has brought me along with you. Hallelujah, this morning. We thank you for outstanding the two co-founders, which is Dr. P.K. Robinson-Patt and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for this master's call Monday through Friday. Hallelujah. We can be filled with fully led. Praise God for every praise warrior and guest and artist life representative this morning for joining us here on the Master's Call. We love and adore the Diaz Daily, your own family, for sharing honest life opportunity with each and every one of us. We lift up Mother Joseph this morning, Mother Oliver, Mother Eleanor, Mother Scott this morning, also my Aunt Mother Edith Cox this morning. Lord, give them the strength to go on, love. We love and adore all of them. Pray for every nursing home, Lord, and hospital, and everyone that's incarcerated this morning. Lord, touch them in a special way, Lord. We pray for Brother Blake that he gets his health back, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Pray for this whole world and all the things that's going on with the shooting, Lord. God, touch them. Touch everybody in a special way, Lord. We pray for every bereaved family this morning, Lord. You know them name by name, Lord Jesus. Minister Sharon, Minister Wanda, and her mother, Minister Keisha. The list goes on and on. And Sister Ruth, Lord, pray for her family, Lord, this morning. Hallelujah. I can't name them all, but, Lord, you know them. You know them one by one. Thank you for us being here and loving us day by day, Lord. God, give us the strength to go on. Lord, help us to love one another like we never loved before. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Well, let me share with you. You want to listen to this powerful message. And this playback number is 712-432-1085. 712-432-1085. The PIN number is 957-677-pound. 957-677-pound. And this morning, we also want you to also review your back office and see the new products or just purchase some products this month. And the new morning motivation calls right after this call, and the power cup of Mrs. Flanagan will do dysfunction, record dysfunction. That's what the topic was. And it's going to be, the number is 712-770-4005, 712 877-704-0005, and the PIN number is 294-6175. Also, thank you, Minister Bonita, for greeting us this morning and opening up us in prayer. Thank you, Ms. Kalen, for ushering us in with that powerful song this morning. And thank you again, Dr. Vanessa Leatherspoon, for this powerful message this morning. Would you close us out of the benediction, please?
Thank you, woman of God. Now, Father, as we close, as we've been studying this series and you lifting you up, we thank you that you taught us in that fourth principle that we believe you for the increase in everyone's lives on this line, in every area of their life. And you taught us in that fifth principle that we're believing God for greater strength. Strengthen these your people. Strengthen their hearts, their minds, their will to go on and serve you. And God, you taught us that you will not hold any good thing from our lives in that sixth principle. And we thank you that we know as we trust you that you want nothing but the best for us. And we know that that seventh principle, you said you would speak words of peace at every problem in our life. So, Father, as we feel these words and have them saturate their spirits and drive out any residue of worry, but we will tell our flesh to hush and we'll choose to trust you and you alone. And we'll speak the word, we'll decree the word, we'll meditate on the word through prayer and praise that will position us to always be in your presence. So as we leave this call, but knowing that we never leave you or your presence, we thank you that you're ordering our steps today, that you're having your way in every area of our lives, and we will, with everything we do and everything we say, give you and you alone all the glory, all the honor. And Daddy God, we want you to get yourself some praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out today and be blessed. I'm hearing many of you all on Awareness Wednesday.